We have been looking at some of the difficulties faced by blind and partially sighted people as we ease out of lockdown. Things like social distancing, getting out and about to do those everyday things like shopping or using public transport. Now, RNIB has created a best practice guide, and we're going to learn a little bit more about how the Federation of Small Businesses in Northern Ireland have been looking at this guidance as well. Gareth Davis is with us from RNIB. Gareth, what was the kind of catalyst for the creation of this guidance?
Right back around March time, when the pandemic really kicked in and social distancing became a real reality across the UK, RIB began to receive a lot of calls and emails from blind and partially sighted people around the country. Obviously, with sight loss, you can't always see how close you are to other people, but because of the difficulties that the blind and partially sighted community have, we had lots of reports about people being sort of verbally abused and shouted at. Even those with guide dogs and cane users were getting a lot of grief, really, from members of the public because of the challenges with social distancing. Again, blind and partially sighted people not always being able to see where the hand sanitizer is when you enter or leave a store. So we acted really quickly to produce best practice guidance for a number of different sectors. Retail, in which supermarkets come under, you know, shops. So later in the day, when lockdown was lifted, we had best practice guidance for staff working in pubs, restaurants, hotels, and also the leisure industry. But really, the bulk of the work has been done in the retail sector, really giving real basic, simple advice to people working in, for example, supermarkets about how best to sort of support and advise blind and partially sighted people. And really what we wanted to do was to give people with sight loss back that independence to go shopping again without fear.
Daniel Donnelly is with us from the Federation of Small Businesses. This is a UK-wide membership organisation. Daniel is based in Northern Ireland. Daniel, this must be a great relief to have something like this for your members to refer to, because it must have been difficult trying to balance keeping businesses running and keeping staff and customers safe.
When we think back to March, when the enormity of coronavirus really did hit home to us and hit home to our members, there was obviously a very quick rush to make sure that our members were compliant with the various health and safety regulations which were coming in terms of minimising the risk of coronavirus. Obviously, our members had to adapt incredibly quickly, and particularly the people we represent, some of the smallest businesses in the UK. And I think the reason that this guidance really comes into its own is that it informs and guides small businesses with really informed information coming from an organisation like the RNIB, who are right across the issues affecting blind and partially sighted people, and just helping businesses with those things that they may not have thought of firsthand. So a lot of the help around coronavirus in terms of guiding people was of a visual nature. So guidance in terms of using distinctive colours and large fonts, so, you know, people with some sight difficulties can still be able to see. Or also for those who are blind, making sure that there's verbal and audio messages available as well to guide them, and just informing staff about the right way to approach people who may be blind and partially sighted, you know, in a situation where they may not be confident. So I think that approach of helping and guiding businesses and having that guidance readily available, I think, is something which we very much welcome.
A lot of the guidance as well, it is, as you say, it's about training, it's about educating people, giving them the confidence to interact with others in a very difficult situation. So it's not all about small businesses having to spend lots of money to make themselves accessible.
Yes, absolutely. And something like this, which is free, easy to access, which can be distributed widely to staff and so on, I think is very helpful for us in terms of a membership organisation who are able to share this best practice with our 6,000 members here in Northern Ireland. And I know that other FSB colleagues across the UK have been doing the same. There are 170,000 members. So in the last couple of weeks, we've been promoting it through our weekly newsletter, Bite Size, putting out there to a direct mail to members. We've been utilising the local papers in Northern Ireland to make sure that the information goes to the local communities, and also via the business pages, so that businesses, when they're reading their weekly business articles, they're getting this information and they're getting further information about where to go to access it. So we're using all our channels, including social media. I know at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a sense that almost that shops and going out to buy stuff was only for the fit and healthy, And, you know, those who had disabilities or other land issues would almost have to wait in the home until stuff was brought to them. So it's important that those people, whether it's blind or partially sighted people, whether it's those people who have been shielding, now feel confident to come out into stores. Yes, the act of buying goods and services, but there's also a social element to businesses and they play a vital role in communities. So absolutely, this is about building confidence and empowering staff with the right information so they know what to do when someone who's blind or partially sighted enters the store.
Gareth, it must be great to hear, you know, organisations like the Federation of Small Business taking this guidance, you know, realising the potential and disseminating that, you know, lots of businesses are getting that message, which is going to open up things for people with visual impairments.
It's absolutely wonderful. And the Federation for Small Business in Northern Ireland have been particularly, you know, helpful and proactive in getting this information out to its members. What I really hope the results from this is that those messages and then those behaviours are just become normal. So in a post-COVID world, which we all hope we get to really soon, that this is just the norm. So yeah, it's been absolutely fantastic. And we've had real buy-in from, you know, people like the British Retail Consortium, the unions as well are taking it on board and getting the information out to their members. So it's for businesses from one or two people. So there's, like I say, there's real multinational chains in the UK. They're taking this on and they're getting out there. And it can only be a good thing for society as a whole, as Daniel says, that this information is out there.
Just finally, Gareth, if people would like more information on best practice or have a look at the documents themselves, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is on the RNIB website. So a simple Google search and you'll find it. It's important to say as well is that things have moved on as well from when we originally wrote the guidance. So we're now looking to review it and refresh it as different regulations come in. And one of the things that we're working on at the moment is providing best practice guidance for delivery drivers. I've been getting a lot of groceries from a local farm shop, for example, but the information will be the same for them as it will be for people like Amazon, Deliveroo and Just Eat. So yeah, the information is on the website, but we're constantly working to update it and make it as relevant and meaningful as possible.
And as Gareth says, do visit rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Great to hear the guide has been such a success and been shared so much as well. To Gareth and to Daniel, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.